Late Summer in the Vineyard by Joe Thomas. Read by Rachel Atkins. Prologue. I can feel the big brown envelope full of odd coins, copper, silver and gold, weighing down the bag on my shoulder. It feels like the weight of the world as I tentatively step through my open front door, heart banging, mouth as dry as sand. I hear a strange voice from the front room.
Just look for anything that might sell for a few quid.
My heart lurches, and I instinctively draw my shoulder bag closer to me, gripping it tightly with both hands as my worst fears are confirmed, and I see the big, broad shoulders in a worn leather jacket filling the space in the middle of the living room. The wearer picks up a framed photo of my mum from the mantelpiece and studies it.
There's not much here worth anything,
he tells my dad. It's the memories that count, I hear Dad say in a thin, shaking voice.
If you could just put your hands on some cash, I could drive you to the cash point if you like,
the man says, putting the picture back. My cheeks burn with rage. My heart beats so loudly in my chest, and a noise like a train in a tunnel whooshes in my ears, blocking out any other sounds. How dare he? The cheek of it! A burglar in broad daylight offering a chauffeur service! I look from him to my dad, terrified and pale, sitting in his chair, just like he had all those years ago. A filthy dark night, 16 years ago, to be precise. Only back then it was a man and a woman in black police uniform standing in front of him, delivering in gentle, even tones the devastating news that would change our lives forever. I remember their kindness and the concern in their eyes. Not like now. Some low-life chancer in our home, helping himself to whatever takes his fancy by the looks of it. But Dad looks just as terrified now as he did then, and my thundering heart squeezes and twists.
What about jewellery or medals? Premium bonds? Stamps, even?
Dad shakes his head. I slide the heavy bag off my shoulder, careful not to let it fall to the ground with a thud. With effort, I raise it above my head, aiming it at the mountain of man with long wavy hair, picking over the ornaments along the mantelpiece.